This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in, whether it is on the radio, on our website, or on our podcast. Just as a quick note, for all you listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com, because due to kind of radio time restrictions, you don't get the full interviews all the time. They're usually extended interviews that we post on our website. That being said, I'm going to kick off this show with Trader Vic Sparandio. And Trader Vic, it's just a general comment, but I haven't chatted with you for a couple months now. And I just want to get your insights into this shift that we have seen into risk-on assets and away from risk-off assets that really started in September. U.S. markets continue to climb to all-time highs, and let's say precious metals, bonds, they all sold off, but they held some at least initial support zones just this week and last week for bonds. What's your take on that shift that we saw in the beginning of September?
All right, to backtrack a little bit, and what's very important is that you always follow what the Fed is doing. Not that your listeners don't, but it is the number one critical mover of markets. Now, recently, the trade talks with China are also influential, but in the longer term and in more important terms, the Fed is still the king, because the amount of trade we do with China is a very small percentage of GDP, a fraction of GDP, whereas it is important for corporations, which are stocks, and therefore very influential. The trade with China is not influential to the economy as much. Okay, it's more influential to individual issues. But getting back to the point, the Fed had juiced its balance sheet from August of 08, when we ran into issues. It was $800 billion at that time, moved it up to $4.5 trillion in 2014, and then kept it the same within 1.5% till Trump was elected. When Trump was elected, they actually decreased their balance sheet, as well as raising rates 8 times, a quarter of a point each under Trump. But they reduced their balance sheet 5.75% compounded, which caused money supply to go from the high 6s to the low 4% growth rates. That's compounded annually. Now, that slowed the economy down. It was a guarantee. If you want to learn a bit more about that, Milton Friedman wrote the book on that. But the key is that the Fed balance sheet is what controls money supply. Money supply is what controls business and profits and business, economic activity. So you can't dismiss that. So anyway, now the money supply is coming down. It went from about $4.5 trillion to about $3.7 trillion, that in the period of when Trump was elected, the day literally he was elected. And basically they took too much money out of the system. So cash became scarce. I don't want to take time out and tell you why exactly what happened here, because there was a rule change that keeps banks from giving their excess reserves to what used to be availability, but now is restricted because it's it would cause them a problem, so they don't do it. So the Fed had to put more money in the system. So here we go, August 28th, the balance sheet made its low. That's the Fed balance sheet. But the bottom line was it made its low on August 28th. The world got wind of it on the 9th. They started to make announcement of repos that they're going to do these. And literally the world changed on September the 3rd, and then on the 4th, some indices did their thing on the 4th instead of the 3rd. But I could give you a list, and I'm not exaggerating, about 10 stock indices and commodity indices that made their low on the 3rd. And then, of course, the defensive issues that were at their highs, gold, yen, bonds, utilities, Bitcoin, and the VIX all made their highs and started to reverse. So it was absolutely the Fed that's moving the markets. Trade talks help, but they're not the dominant feature. So that's where we are. And right now, as you see the new highs, it's because this repo excuse is putting $60 billion a month into the system. So you're going to add $1 trillion in 9 months in round numbers. And that's basically what is making the economy, the people buying stocks, feel the economy is going to get better. And by the way, just today, the Atlanta Fed came out. They've been hot. They're not perfect by any means, but they give you a GDP forecast as news comes out. Today, retail sales came out. Their prediction was GDP for the fourth quarter, the quarter we're in, was going to be 1%. I remember it was 1.9 last quarter. And today they came out with 0.3%, a huge drop, because the retail sales did not measure up to what they were supposed to be. So you're talking about a fourth quarter that's flat, according to the Atlanta Fed.
Yeah, that GDP now number we follow as well. And you know what? GDP has been generally declining in the U.S. while still sometimes beating estimates. But should we expect these risk-off assets like bonds, like gold, like utilities to continue selling off? Or do you think that with this freed-up capital, some of that will also flow into these other areas?
Well, they basically will stabilize here. They're in uptrends. Gold is in a huge uptrend, as I've mentioned. So are bonds. So meanwhile, what happens is they've sold off from the highs because of what we just discussed, but they're not in bear markets. So they're going to stabilize. They're probably going to do a little better as the economic news, like what just came out today, basically is going to show, and that's going to lead to them rallying a little bit, not going to new highs. The only way they go to new highs is if the economies of the world start to decrease substantially. So, I mean, there was a rumor, Bloomberg put out a report that the German Central Bank bought gold, first time in a long, long time. And that got around, and actually they didn't want people thinking that German banks are buying gold. So they withdrew. They said, no, we're stable. Now, they didn't say they weren't buying gold. They just changed the language around to mislead, the people that assumed they were buying gold. See, they don't want you to think they're buying gold, because that's now a counter to things are going to get bad. So I only say that there's buyers for bonds and for gold. Yen is a defensive currency, so that goes up when gold and bonds go up. The key is they're going to be stable to slightly lower. Stocks still in the melt up mode, not running away. They're just steadily moving up because of what the Fed is doing.
All right, Trader Vic, we're going to wrap it up there. Always a great time chatting with you. Every time we chat, we always have a lot to talk about, and you always have some very good comments. Really, I think simplifying some of these moves, not getting too distracted by all this other noise that really takes over these markets. Trader Vic, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed the show kicking off with Trader Vic Sparandio. Now I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, let's jump around to a bunch of different markets, because as you and I were talking before recording, you said that you're actually doing quite a lot. You're seeing a lot of opportunities in a wide range of sectors. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets. The U.S. equity markets had a very boring start to the week, a couple flat days, and almost this grinding higher type of mentality, but not with a whole lot of momentum. However, you know what? They are still hanging around and touching all-time highs pretty consistently. What are the opportunities you are seeing when it comes to the U.S. equity markets?
The biggest opportunity, I think, was a month or the past 3 months when we talked, and we said all indications were that the stock run was not over. We anticipated a breakout to new highs in the large caps and various sectors, including technology. And as you know, that's what we've been seeing over the last month or so. Broke out to new highs, have had a nice extension of that pop higher. So at this point in the large caps and tech, taking a little bit of profits here as they hit some key extension resistance levels based on some charting metrics that we do. So rotating a little bit out of there, you have some of the broader and smaller cap segments that have been lagging for some time, which appear to be set up maybe for a short-term pop and a short-term burst of outperformance. Not a huge opportunity in our view. Again, I think the opportunity was to buy that dip a month or 6 weeks ago in the large caps and tech, and that was your run. But we also have, as we've been talking about all year, those interest rate sensitive sectors that have been continue to move higher consistently and persistently, finally pulling back a little bit and giving people maybe an opportunity to buy the dip here coming up shortly. So as yields continue to move, we might get an opportunity to buy those sectors back here at better prices.
Now, what's the significance of the ability of the U.S. markets to reach these all-time highs and continue to hold these all-time highs? Because what we saw really ever going back since like over a year to September of 2018, once those all-time highs were reached, they pretty immediately rolled over. Same thing happened when those all-time highs were reached back in April. It only held there for about a week and then rolled back over. And then again in July of, well, this year, they managed to extend some of those gains, but then quickly rolled over. Do you think we're going to see another almost quick drop when the bottom does start to give out in the markets? It might not go down 20%, but the drop could happen very quickly.
I wouldn't put it past the market to do that. We have no indications that that's imminent yet, but we have had, even as we have were anticipating a breakout, as you and I have talked about on several occasions, our thought was we have had doubts as to the sustainability of that breakout ultimately. And we obviously the proof is in the pudding, so we wanted to see the nature of the breakout and the quality of the breakout once it happened. So now we have some evidence behind that thesis after the breakout has occurred, and we've seen stocks extend a little bit into new high ground. And what we anticipated, what we were cautious about, has certainly unfolded in terms of some of the breadth metrics, some of the volatility metrics, not necessarily confirming these highs here. So I think some of the apprehension we had, again, towards the sustainable, ultimate sustainability of this breakout are I think, have proven to be valid. So unlike maybe the last few moves to new highs, this one has been a little bit more sustainable. But ultimately, we do have our doubts and our concerns, especially given the longer-term problematic backdrop on the equity market. We do have our concerns and doubts as to the ultimate sustainability of this breakout.
Okay. Well, one thing to consider, too, is the S&P, if it closes where it's at right now as we're recording, will be up for 6 straight weeks. Yes, some of these weeks haven't been huge gainers, but those are still 6 back-to-back weekly black candles, which we haven't seen since going the whole way back to 2017. So a noteworthy run there. Let's also move to the bond market. We've seen bonds sell off. That means yields have headed higher. However, this week we saw a little bit of a reversal in some of those yields. The 10-year didn't quite get to 2%, reached a high of 1.97%, and then started to roll back over. Do you think that run in yields, or conversely, the sell-off in bonds, is over with now?
We're looking for further highs in yields in the near term. So, no, to answer your question, there's certainly room to go, a little bit further room to go in yields in the near term. We ran into some minor resistance a couple days ago, which is, I think, the reason we're pulling back. We ran into that trend line from last year's highs in the 10-year. Pulling back from there, in our view, again, though, there is certainly further upside potential in the near term for the 10-year and 30-year yields. So further downside potential in bonds before they get to what we would call more significant support, and where we will we're definitely looking to buy them back, buy our bond exposure back that we sold a couple weeks ago or a month ago. So we think one more spike higher, I think, is it might be in the cards for the bond yields.
Any thought on the levels that we could see reach, let's say, by the 10-year?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that. I would say I'd be looking at about 212 in the 10-year.
Okay, so still a little bit of room higher. Is this being taken in a bigger picture context by you in any sense, looking at other market moves or looking at what, say, central banks are doing or anything else? Or is this simply just a look at the chart and the overall environment there?
Yeah, it's mostly just off the chart, you know, and cycle work and our charting metrics and whatnot. So there are cycles occur on all kinds of time frames. So we're talking about short-term cycles here. The intermediate-term cycle, which would include, you know, going back to the top about a year ago, that does not look over. So that's why we're looking to buy the dip eventually in bonds here, looking for another run towards perhaps those former lows in yields, and then you get to the wide angle lens, so to speak, and the long term cycle, wherein we're years overdue to bottom in yields and interest rates. So this very well could be part of some long term bottoming process in interest rates.
Okay, Dana, we're going to wrap it up there. Good chatting with you. Always interesting to hear what you are covering, especially when it comes to this wide range of markets. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back, and in the next 2 segments, focusing a bit more solely on the resource sector. Have a great weekend there, Dana.
Thanks, Corey. You too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his prepared remarks for a closed-door deposition in the impeachment inquiry, the political counsel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, says he overheard President Trump talking on the phone with a U.S. ambassador about investigations in Ukraine, a day after the president talked with Ukraine's president back in July. Holmes added, the president was talking so loudly, Ambassador Gordon Sondland had to hold the phone away from his ear. Holmes said he heard the president ask, so he's going to do the investigation? He said Sondland replied, he's going to do it.
The arrows continue to point in the direction of a shakedown scheme led by the president of the United States.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke about his impression of Holmes.
Rick Mulvaney, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Rick Perry are refusing to cooperate, and David Holmes showed great courage today.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and chatting a little bit more about resources now. I am chatting with Brian Lenny. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Stock Review website. Also has become a pretty regular guest on our show, sharing some of his comments regarding stocks that he is buying or considering buying, and also some of the overall strategy that he is employing. And that's more or less what we're going to talk here, starting off with some of the recent purchases that you have been making, Brian. Now, it's very much on a selective basis, but one stock you mentioned to me that you are buying on the back of some news that you thought could be very important and noteworthy for the company is FPX Nickel. So FPX Nickel is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol FPX. We have talked about it before, but this is a nickel company that is focused on their one project, the Decare Nickel Project. They recently released news at the very end of October that talked about the starting of leach testing of nickel concentrates for the production of a high-grade nickel solution. Please share with us why this caught your eye and why, well, it's really enticing you to start buying some more of these shares.
Sure. So I like FPX as it stands, and that high-grade nickel con that they look to produce, that 60-65% nickel concentration, it would feed the high-grade steel market. But this new kind of move towards high pressure, or it's actually just pressure leaching of the hybrid con, could be game-changing for the company. Really, it would give whoever develops this into a mine the option to feed either the steel market or the battery market, or both markets, depending on how they wanted to do it, which is a huge advantage. The second part to that is, let's say they are successful in being able to leach the nickel out of this high-grade con. The fact is, if you do some quick math with the kind of the production profile of Dakar moving forward, really we're looking at approximately one-tenth of the capacity or size of typical leaching operations. Which means that permitting and acid usage would be, you know, again, one-tenth the scale, and I believe leads to a higher probability that this could be a success, albeit that they can actually leach it. Second to that, in terms of economics, I think it still, you know, puts FPX on a different level in comparison to the other companies out there. The 60 to 65% con that they're going to produce, not only does it cut shipping costs to that steel producer, but like I said, will have a huge impact on the whole scale of the operation. And overall, I think is great. And that's why I've been a buyer on the open market. I'm targeting price or asks that are below this past financing at 15 cents. And I'll continue to do that. And we're looking for news, I think, in the Q1 of 2020.
Okay, yeah. So in all fairness, the stock price really hasn't moved at all after this news. But this is really just news saying that they are testing this process out. So as you said, we won't get that news until probably Q1 of next year. Now, just for people that don't come from the same engineering background as you, the results of this testing, is it going to be either a yes or a no, this works or this doesn't, or are there going to be some nuances within some of these results that are going to be important to note?
Yeah, I think it is going to be a yes or a no. Basically, they want to figure out whether they can create this nickel solution, which would, you know, be fed to the battery market economically. And I think as long as there isn't any, you know, technical, if they can't liberate the nickel via the leach, I think that's the only thing, you know, standing in front of, you know, this being a success. So to me, yeah, it is a yes or no. And really, you know, if it is a no, then that'll just be put to bed. And, you know, they'll concentrate on just feeding the steel market, which I still believe is a great option. And I'm still a happy investor in FBX. But if it is a yes answer, you know, it is a game changer for these guys, because they're basically one of the only companies that I know that would have, you know, that kind of reliable of a process to feed both markets.
Okay, well, thanks for outlining this news. This is news that really went undetected by me, because usually when companies start some sort of a testing phase, well, it takes some time to actually get those tests in, and this, well, you're outlining it as potentially a game changer for the company. Now, there is another investment that you are making that actually I'm participating in as well, and that is an IPO for Eclipse Gold Mining. There isn't a ton of information in the market about this story, but it will be IPOing, I believe, quite soon. And the project that the company's focused on is in Nevada. Take us through what caught your eye about this deal, please.
Sure. And it starts first with the people. Mike Allen is the CEO. And for those that don't know him, he's, I guess it would be last year, they sold Northern Empire, which again was the Sterling Mine project in that Walker Lane trend. They bought the project for $10 million, sold it for $90 million. I guess within a year, year and a half of that happening. Again, you've got Doug Hurst, who was involved in Northern Empire, a huge success, or he's been a success in the mining industry, from International Royalties to New Market Gold, all being purchased, you know, over time. And then you've got the advisors, David DeWitt, which is chairman of Sandstorm. You've got Nolan Watson, who's CEO of Sandstorm, Adrian Fleming. The people is amongst the best that you can have. And I've made money with these guys in the past, and it's a big reason why I'm an investor again. Their project is the Hercules project. It's 75 square kilometers, so it's basically a district scale. It's just south of Reno, about an hour south of Reno, so it's in a really good location. And this is at the north end of the Walker Lane trend. The target is a large oxide gold alteration zone. The alteration zone is around 4.5 kilometers by 2 kilometers. and surface sampling has brought back some great results, you know, upwards 25 grams per ton gold and 839 grams per ton silver. And then there's, you know, 200 or around 200 historical drill holes on the site. But this is the first time it's been consolidated into this, you know, 75 square kilometers. I think the project is great. It gives you a really good upside potential for that exploration. And is run by, to me, the right people. And so I'm a buyer.
Oh, yeah, the people are what is important. That's one thing that really drew me to this company. Plus, they're in a good jurisdiction, too, right? So this is going to be an exploration story. But having the guys from Sandstorm as advisors, too, I found that to be quite curious because they don't join many advisory boards, if really any at all. So when there is some more information on Eclipse Gold Mining, I will have them on the show. But right now, just wanted to let everyone know that us, Brian and I, are investing in this story. Let's also talk about the big picture here, Brian. What has your overall strategy been and continue to be, let's say, for the move into year end? There's still some people saying that tax loss selling could very well still hit the juniors. I'm in that camp. I think that we easily could see some tax loss selling, or that we could just be in the start of tax loss selling right now. But there's also the bulls saying that tax loss selling was moved up after this recent pullback in the gold price. Where do you stand on that whole comment of tax loss selling, and what is your strategy right now?
I tend to think we're still in for some more selling with the kind of the weakness in the gold price and the stocks, generally speaking. I think a lot of charts look like they're in a good position to be sold off. And for me, I'm waiting and watching. And there's a few companies on that watch list. You know, unless I see some catalysts for share price appreciation over the next month and a half, for me, I'm going to be waiting till at least mid-December to really make a decision of where I want to deploy my money. Besides something like an IPO, like I was just talking about with Eclipse, but I think there's much too high potential for there to be another drop down in the junior share prices to be going full out right now.
All right. Hey, thanks for sharing a number of those companies. Most, or it sounds like all of which you are invested in. So there's full disclosure there. I, as I mentioned, am taking part in that Eclipse Gold Mining IPO. Overall, hey, Brian, great chatting with you. Everyone, I recommend checking out Brian's website, juniorstockreview.com. And in the meantime, we'll be chatting next week. So, hey, Brian, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing some of our comments focused on the metal sector. I am chatting with John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. And what we're going to do here is look at two stories, both that came out with some pretty significant news, really just this week or recently. I guess last week we had this news out of Skeena Resources, and that's where we are going to start the PEA that was delivered by Skeena. Came out quite nice for that SK Creek project. I've already interviewed Walter Coles, which was posted on Monday. But John, I wanted to get your insights on this PEA, some of the numbers and after-tax NPV at a 5% discount rate, had a $638 million, an IRR 51%. The numbers looked good. So, John, your first comments regarding the Skeena PEA on SK, please.
I am very pleased with the outcome of this PEA. When they took on this project in late 2017, optioned it from Barrick. Barrick had mined 3 million ounces gold and 180 million ounce silver from the Mudstone unit, a very, very high grade, 43 grams per ton gold and 2,200 grams per ton silver, but there was mineralization in the underlying footwall rhyolite unit, which was mainly just gold and silver. And Barrick said, "Well, this isn't really worth the bother," and it is refractory mineralization. So, but the grade, it's a fraction of what the original SK Creek one was all about. So it was a bit of a long shot for Skeena to come in there and look at all these old intersections, do more drilling and stitch it all together, put together a new resource estimate, and then demonstrate that, yes, this is something that we can make money on. So if you like, consider there's 128 million shares fully diluted and 638 million dollar NPV, assuming no further dilution, and Barrick does back in for 51%, you're talking about a stock that's potentially worth $250, and that's with gold at $1,325. So we are, I think, in a gold bull market, and if gold hits $2,000, this becomes a very good story. So, you know, while the rest of the market is really bad, Skeena's actually got an uptrend going, and I think it reflects the strength of this PEA, them getting that job done of putting it all together, and also the fact that it's leveraged to the price of gold.
Well, even taking into account or taking out of the picture, say, $2,000 gold, this PEA was done at, I believe, $1,350, and it's showing some nice profitability. John, discuss the decision, though, of them looking at an open pit mining scenario here. It brings in a higher strip ratio of over 7-1, but is still generating some good numbers.
Well, most of the resource was calculated, it's about 2.2 million ounces gold and 53 million ounces of silver with like about a 90% or so recovery. That was all calculated with an open pit mine scenario. And, you know, having to have a, you know, 7 tons of waste for every ton of ore, I mean that's what these open pit mines are all about. It's the question is, what is the cost of mining this compared to what you get from it? That's the key thing. Now, is it going to be a permitting issue that you're going to create a big open pit in this area and have all this waste rock piled up somewhere? That's a separate question that remains to be answered, because the original scenario, it was all underground mining done by Barrick and the Homestake predecessor.
So, John, also discuss, too, the decision about shipping a concentrate. Some of the arguments have been that the concentrate that you get has some impurities that can cause some penalties. But when I talked to Walt, he mentioned that they looked into this. They talked to some of the refineries and smelters. And quite frankly, even with those penalties, this still does look profitable.
Yeah, the ore is refractory, and they looked at sort of autoclaves and that, but that would have taken the capex to the roof. I mean, this is the problem Midas Gold has with its stibnite project in Idaho. That's refractory, and it needs to have a pressure oxidation autoclave there to recover a meaningful percent. In this case, they're planning to create a concentrate, which is roughly about 25 grams per ton gold equivalent. So that's just under an ounce. That's like $1,300 worth of metal in a ton of concentrate. And they've scouted out who might all take it, and Chinese smelters appear to be willing to take it, and they didn't disclose the payables in their press release. However, those are implicit in the discounted cash flow model and will be made more explicit in the technical report. And that's what a lot of people are waiting for the devil's in the details of what sort of penalties and costs do they have associated with the smelters processing the concentrate. So it keeps the capex down, and so long as we can still ship stuff to China for the smelters there to recover the gold, this looks like a smart decision.
Okay, John, I just want to clarify one thing that I said, is that the prices used is $1,325 for gold, not $1,350, and $16 silver. Now, one other comment from a more geological standpoint. The company's balancing out the deposit that's in mudstone and also in the rhyolite. From what I understand, the mudstone geology has more of these impurities, but also has some higher grades. What are you considering? What do you think's important here?
Well, the resource is primarily within the sort of stockwork mineralization that's in the sort of feeder zones of the rhyolite unit, the volcanics that sit underneath the mudstones. The mudstones form during a quiet period between, volcanic eruptions, but the hydrothermal systems, the feeders were still going there and spewing the sulfides into the marine environment where they were mixing with all the sediments piling up. And that's where, like, the original SK Creek one, that's what that was about. That's where you have the fantastic grades. Through the feeder stockwork disseminated system, it's lower grade. But what's interesting, this year's exploration has opened up some new possibilities for the SK Creek property. When Barrick did all its work, they tried to find another SK Creek 1. They were able to track this lower mudstone unit, which is older and therefore deeper in the stratigraphic succession than the contact mudstone that had all the goodies in it. And its grade just wasn't very interesting, so they never did anything with that. And some results that they just reported down in the area of the 21A zone, they got substantially higher gold-silver intersections in that lower mudstone unit. And so the question arises, well, did Barrick manage to overlook something that's hosted within the mudstones? And also a bit to the west, what they call the 21A western lobe zone, they were just doing their sort of delineation drilling, and they tagged into a vent that also has high-grade gold and silver mineralization. And the vent is more complicated. It's not necessarily in the mudstones, but it's where a lot more fluid came through. And this is shallow enough that it could become part of the open pit resource estimate. So that's what they're going to focus on in addition to infill drilling. So next year, there's potential for some excitement if they can show that, wow, there's a vent here that's got a lot more to it. The main strategy right now is to prepare for vesting at the end of 2020 when they need to make a $10 million payment. They've already crossed the back-end threshold of a 1.5 million ounce gold equivalent resource for Barrick to be entitled to back in for a 51% by paying back that $10 million and reimbursing three times what Skeena spent on the SK Creek project. So now they're in the mode of spending as much as possible to upgrade the resource to measured, indicated, toward, you know, to become the basis for a pre-feasibility study. And they'll make that $10 million payment at the end of next year. And then Barrick will have 12 months to decide, do we want to back in for a 51%. And that lower mudstone unit, the possibility that there may have been something substantial overlooked on that property, they're not in a hurry to de-risk that for Barrick. Barrick's going to have to make its decision on its own. But for longer term, this project's looking a lot sexier than it was when they first took it on in late 2017.
All right, John, we're out of time for this radio segment, but you and I are going to continue this discussion looking at also the Osisko Metals news release, a new resource that came out on Pine Point. To listen to that interview, come visit our website, kereport.com. Everybody, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for all the contact I get from all of you throughout the week. I appreciate and love hearing from each and every one of you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.